Proclamation number 3251 of 11th of September, 1944. Chaos. Battle of Faith. And it will come as it is written. A spiritual change is imminent, but only after a state of extreme confusion, earthly and spiritual perplexity, clearly recognizable satanic activity and utmost earthly and spiritual hardship. For all this must proceed so that a new spiritual life will emerge from it, which will now be led by those who assert themselves in these end time, who place spiritual life above earthly life and do not allow themselves to be determined to fall away from God. They will experience the new time, the spiritual transformation, and thus also the transformation of the old earth, and God's greatness will become apparent to them, His wisdom, omnipotence and love. The eternal deity is apparently far away from the human race in the last days, but in truth it is closer than ever, for He courts every human soul, and that is why all the suffering on earth is necessary, because it is the last means of winning them. And suffering is also a sign of God's love, who knocks at the individual's heart in order to make himself audible to him. And when the last time has come, there will be no end to suffering and affliction, so that the human being will close himself off from the pleasures of the world, so that he will turn his thoughts towards eternity, so that he will learn to despise the earth and only recognize its spiritual purpose. And then an unspeakably sad process will take place, carried out on the faithful who faithfully stand by God. This will signify a final onslaught against the faith. A disenfranchisement will be introduced which shall expel all believers from the circle of the general public. A time of unspeakable suffering will come for these believers, yet it will only appear so to fellow human beings, for the believers themselves do not feel the suffering to the extent it appears, since the strength of God will assist them and make them able to bear the fate imposed upon them. Depending on the depth of faith is also the depth of suffering, which indeed appears unbearable in the eyes of the world, but is not such a great burden for the believer that he is unable to bear it. But the world tries to celebrate triumphs. People will be more materialistic than ever. They will chase after worldly pleasures. They will unscrupulously take what seems desirable to them without consideration for their fellow human beings, and they will heap injustice upon injustice, sin upon sin, and defend against the divine commandments because they no longer acknowledge God and testify to this in the openly waged battle against the believers. And it is only a small flock that lives scattered amongst people who recognize the near end and eagerly await it. For they know that the end also brings with it the coming of the Lord, and faithfully wait for Him who shall bring them salvation from deepest adversity. And God blesses their profound faith by revealing Himself to them wherever the adversity is great and people need strengthening. He is with them at all times, for every believing thought calls upon Him. Yet He still remains invisible. He only appears visibly in individual cases until the hour has come when He raptures His own, when He lifts them up in a living body before the work of destruction on earth takes place. And then the great earthly adversity will be over, for the believers can no longer be harassed if they take possession of the new earth again in order to start a new redemption period as the tribe of the new human race. For all evil has been banished and thus rendered harmless. Amen.